Let's get down to business. Taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 93 to finish at 24,895. S&P 500 up 12 at 2,738. NASDAQ Composite up 31 at 7,427. Russell 2000 small and mid caps down 2 at 1,571. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note down 2 basis points at 2.87%. Oil down 82 cents at $60.33 per barrel. And gold down $3.10 at $13.22.80 per ounce. Trump has signed a proclamation ordering tariffs of 25% on imported steel and 10% on aluminum. Canada and Mexico will be excluded for now as the U.S. discusses its national security relationships and the North American Free Trade Agreement with both countries. Tariffs could be modified for other countries, such as Australia, which Trump called a long-term partner at a cabinet meeting. The tariffs will go into effect in 15 days. The tariffs are being implemented by proclamation under a law that allows action to defend national security. Both materials are considered critical to the U.S.'s defense industrial base. The tariffs could be problematic for China, but also for U.S. allies such as South Korea, Japan, Germany, Turkey, Brazil. More than 100 Republican lawmakers sent a letter to Trump Wednesday imploring him to drop plans for sweeping tariffs. The letter came a day after Trump's chief economic advisor, Gary Cohn, announced his resignation. Foreign leaders warned of a potential trade war that could escalate to other industries and be aimed at American goods. Mario Draghi, the president of the European Central Bank, said that a plan to impose broad tariffs that hit allies was dangerous and could undermine national security. At a news conference in Frankfurt, Draghi said, "If you put tariffs against your allies, one wonders who the enemies are." The European Central Bank wrapped up a policy meeting today, and Draghi dropped a pledge to buy more financial assets if the economy deteriorates, and it didn't upset the markets. In fact, his comments sent stocks and bonds higher. The Stoxx Europe 600 index gained 1%, capping the biggest four-day rally since April 2017. Perhaps even more remarkable is that Eurozone government bonds rose across the board. Draghi emphasized that inflation is expected to hover around 1.5%, well below the 2% target. The message of stronger growth and low inflation means that the central bank won't need to withdraw stimulus at a faster-than-expected rate. In other words, a Goldilocks environment for markets should continue. A trade pact originally conceived by the United States to counter China's growing economic might, signed today by a group of 11 nations, but not the U.S. Trump withdrew the United States from an earlier version of the agreement, then known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, 1 year ago, one of his first acts in office. The resuscitated deal is undeniably weaker without the participation of the U.S., but it serves as a powerful sign of how countries that have previously counted on American leadership are now forging ahead without it. In its original incarnation as the TPP, the pact was conceived as a counterweight to China. Not only does the TPP lower trade barriers, it could also prod Beijing to make changes to enjoy the same benefits. The new agreement, known as the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, drops tariffs drastically and establishes sweeping new trade rules in markets that represent about a seventh of the world's economy. It opens more markets to free trade in agricultural products and digital services around the region. While American beef faces 38.5% tariffs in Japan, for example, beef from Australia, New Zealand, and Canada will not. Cigna has agreed to buy Express Scripts, the largest pharmacy benefit manager in the U.S. It's a $52 billion deal that would further reshape the healthcare industry. The offer represents a 31% premium over Express Scripts' close yesterday. Express shares were higher today, but still about 12% below the offer, suggesting the deal might be tricky to close. The deal is the latest in a recent wave of consolidation across the healthcare sector. Express Scripts is responsible for the drug plans of more than 80 million Americans. Express Scripts has long pitched itself as an independent player whose main focus is lowering medical costs by striking deals with drug companies on behalf of insurers and large employers. Its major competitors are CVS Health, which owns retail pharmacies, and itself recently announced a merger with the health insurer Aetna, and OptumRx, which is owned by the insurance giant United Health Group. Last year, Express acknowledged that it had parted ways with its largest customer, Anthem, after the insurance giant sued in 2016, claiming that Express was overcharging for drugs. The model of a pharmacy benefit manager has come under scrutiny as members of the public and politicians, prodded by the pharmaceutical industry, which has been trying to deflect criticism on drug cost, have questioned whether benefit managers are profiting from higher drug prices by keeping a percentage for themselves. Well, tomorrow marks the 9th anniversary of the financial crisis bottom, and since that period, by one measure, the start of the current bull market. The two top-performing exchange-traded funds since March 9, 2009, both track the internet sector. The PowerShares NASDAQ Internet Portfolio, ticker PNQI, has jumped more than 900% since the market's bottom, while the First Trust Dow Jones Internet Index Fund, FDN, is the ticker. That's up more than 850%. The S&P 500 Index, SPX, is up 303% from its March 9, 2009 low, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average, DJIA, is up 278% over the same stretch. If you're looking for market leadership over the past month or so, consider semiconductor stocks. Since the market high of January 26 this year, the S&P 500 dropped into correction territory but recovered at least partially. The S&P is still down 4.5% from the January highs. The semiconductor index, however, has fully recovered, up 1.7% above the January 26 highs. Tech stocks overall are doing better than the rest right now. The NASDAQ is up 7.2% versus a 2% gain for the S&P 500 year to date. Tech is where the earnings are, plus companies in the sector have less debt. Plus, corporations that get tax breaks might spend some of that money on enterprise software and computer upgrades, or they might spend the tax savings on share buybacks. Kroger announcing fourth quarter earnings that were in line with street estimates, but its profit outlook for 2018 disappointed investors. Kroger shares dropped about 12%. Burlington Stores gained 6% after the off-price apparel retailer beat fiscal fourth-quarter profit and sales expectations and provided an upbeat outlook. L Brands, the parent for Victoria's Secret, lost 5%, saying February sales rose 11.5%, while same-store sales grew 3% for the month. Separately, the company said it had authorized a new $250 million stock repurchase program. Shares of American Eagle Outfitters down 9%. The apparel retailer reported a fiscal fourth quarter profit that matched expectations, but it beat on sales, and they provided an upbeat outlook and raised its dividend. Wynn Resort shares up 6%. The casino operator reported strong preliminary results for the quarter through February and upped its dividend. This comes on the heels of two directors leaving the company in the wake of the Steve Wynn misconduct scandal. Oil logged a second straight decline, pressured by a report that showed U.S. oil production hit a new weekly record. Also, in related news, the Energy Department announced the sale of up to 7 million barrels of crude from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Data released by the Fed today showed that household debt increased at a 5.2% annual rate in the final 3 months of 2017. It's the most since the fourth quarter of 2007, just before the financial crisis hit. The pace of household debt accumulation during the quarter reflects the Fed's previously reported 7.8% annualized rise in consumer credit, along with a 3% gain in mortgage borrowing. And today is International Women's Day, and the World Economic Forum now estimates global pay parity will be achieved in 2118. Dow Industrials up 93 at 24,895. S&P 500 up 12 at 2738. NASDAQ up 31 at 7427. Follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio. The daily blog, eatthebankers.com. Hi, I'm Sinclair Noe for Investment Property Experts, AZIPX. Whether you're looking for income acceleration or portfolio growth, Investment Property Experts has the right investment tool for you with high-yield real estate investment opportunities both in Phoenix as well as in beautiful Rocky Point, Mexico. I had somebody ask me today about Rocky Point, Mexico, and if I'd been down to the resort property, the Esmeralda Luxury Resort down in Rocky Point, and of course I have. It's a beautiful place. I have to tell you, it's incredible. Two- and three-bedroom condos that look out over the beach and the ocean, unobstructed views. It's absolutely fantastic, and it really is a five-star luxury resort. Everything about it, just stunning. But you need to find out for yourself. Call AZIPX, and you can do that very easily. Dial hashtag 250 on your cell phone, say IPX, or go online, azipx.com. That's azipx.com. And learn more about how you could be earning 15% returns through investments in the newest five-star resort property in Rocky Point, Mexico, or 9% returns on single-family properties right here in the greater Phoenix area. azipx.com. That's azipx.com.